Hey everyone, welcome back to the Booze and Bass Podcast. I'm your host Jace, this is Madison. Today I'm going to be sharing the story since Madison had a difficult time last time, to say the least. Today we're going to be talking about the, yeah, that's right.
You don't got to hold me out.
No,
like
I called you out.
No, you don't got to hold me out.
Today we're going to be talking about the Stanley Hotel. Madison, have you ever heard about the Stanley Hotel?
Is it the same one in The Shining?
Damn it. Yeah, it is.
Well, I didn't know it was like a real place.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just thought it was like...
Yeah. You know, there's like some...
Never mind.
What?
I was going to give my little impression, but...
Go ahead.
No, it's
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, so sit back, grab a drink, and let's get into it. So, the Stanley Hotel is in Colorado, Estes Park, Colorado. And the funny thing about that is that there's something I'm going to get into later, but it's really cool because it's called the Estes Method, from, like, originated with The Shining and the Stanley Hotel, you know? Are you picking up what I'm putting down?
No.
Okay, well, there's, like, a ghost, like, catching method that was derived from... The Stanley Hotel.
I thought you said a ghost catching meth, and I was like, I'm literally not picking up what you're putting down.
No. So, basically, to get the general idea, the Stanley Hotel was built in 1909 by F.O. Stanley. Don't ask me what his first two names were.
But Fred Oscar.
Maybe. F.O. Stanley, built in 1909 because he was sick, and he was like, I just want somewhere that's going to be like, you know, I just want to die somewhere peacefully. Because he had tuberculosis, and that was a big thing back in the early 1900s. And pretty much, once he built that hotel, he became perfect. Like, his health was perfect. So he's like, well...
It's a magic hotel.
Yeah, I got this hotel now. Cool. Like, cool. So basically...
I'm rich, I'm healthy.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's all good. So it was him and his wife. And basically, he died in 1940. And ever since then, people have just seen a lot of stuff go down at that hotel. And they don't know why... ghosts are attracted to this place, but you know, I guess from 1940 to 1970 or even present, people have seen F.O. Stanley just walking around checking in, you know, just kind of doing his own business like he was a resident. They have like a concert hall, I guess, and his wife Flora, she plays the piano so people can hear the piano.
Oh,
playing.
That's so creepy.
I thought it was pretty cool. I was like, damn, just imagine you hear some like nice little classical music going on.
Yeah, like, but only if there's a performance, not just a ghost.
I mean, that's true. But I know other things are like shadowy figures and eerie laughter and just like things moving. You'll hear like sinks turn on or something like that. So, you know, just the typical like haunted ghost stuff. But the thing that I found most interesting was that there was in 1920, I think, there was like a gas fire. That he put gas lights in each room. Because there's no electricity. So, basically, in 1920, one of the rooms, 217, keep that in mind, 217, all right? The room 217 blew up with one of, like, the maids in there.
Oh!
All right.
Bad day at work.
Because of the gas and, like, the light and everything like that. But she survived.
Oh.
So she, yeah.
Well, still, happy, I mean, still bad
no, happy,
day at work.
Happy story. What are you talking about?
No, happy story that she survived, but do you want that to...
Obviously, I don't want to get blown up, but happy story at the end of the day. She ended up working at the hotel until she was 90 years old. And then she died.
But natural causes.
Sure, yeah. But, so people are saying that they still see her working around, and people deadass will ask her, like, oh, where's this room at? Or, like, how do I get to here? Or, like, can you give me any, like, hauntings of this place or something like that? And, like, she'll talk to you. And then that's it. And then, like, you'll look away and then look back. She's gone. So it's kind of like, ooh, like, what just happened? Like, did she just run away real quick? Or did she just, like, kind of float?
Is it, like, an apparition?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's, like, or is it someone that, like...
No, it's definitely an apparition.
Well... Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, is it something of, like, oh, it looks like Casper, you know it's a ghost? Or is it, like, someone that looks like a real person and then turn around?
I think someone that looks like a real person and
that
then you, like, turn around.
That would freak me out.
No, 100%. And so, there's another story where there's a child There's a, people have heard children laughing and just children running around, like, outside the door or whatever. And they believe that to be this autistic child, pretty much, that went into the hotel because of, like, a snowstorm and kind of just, like, lived in the hotel without, like, someone, like, people knowing, I guess.
Did they have parents?
No.
Oh.
So, yeah. That's that. And so that's why people hear the, like, the laughter and everything like that. So that would kind of freak me out.
Children laughing, like, children,
yeah,
in any scary situation,
that's true,
ghosts or whatever,
freak me out. I also do not like children, so I just wouldn't interact with
any children,
with it.
Doesn't matter, alive or dead.
Yeah, honestly. But the thing that the Stanley Hotel is most famous for is obviously Stephen King going there and spending the night. So the whole story with that is that they were staying in Boulder, Colorado, I believe, or somewhere near Colorado Springs, maybe, I don't know. But they were staying there, and then they got trapped in by a snowstorm. And so they had to stay extra night. They were the only people in the hotel. This is like 1970, I believe.
So...
You get it. Oh, okay.
I
was like...
I short-circuited.
Okay.
So did The Shining, that was based on him getting trapped?
No, so the Shining was based off of him having a dream that his kid... was getting chased by a hose, I believe. Like a fire hose. Have you ever seen those? They're like little boxes. And they have like a fire hose in it.
Yeah.
So I think like what happened was the fire hose like became like animated. And like started chasing this kid down the hallway. And that's where like the little boy with the tricycle riding on the hall. That's kind of like how that came into fruition. But basically this hotel gave him this really bad dream. And that's where he developed the Shining. And everything like that. But you know what room he was staying in?
217.
Yeah, you remember. Good job. That was pretty good.
All right. Thank you so much.
Whatever. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Damn. And did he know about that room's history?
I don't think so. I don't think he knew anything about this, like, hotel.
Damn.
I think it was just like, all right, we need to get out of here, but we can't because of the snowstorm. Like,
what are the odds? Because The Shining... it's one of the greatest movies ever.
Yeah, and people say it's one of the scariest movies ever, too.
Because it...
What's going on? What's going on in there?
Because I feel like it's scary, one, obviously, because, like, you know, there's an old lady falling apart. The red ram, you know, that whole thing.
Yep.
We're going right past that, but...
Don't know why you added the voice, but...
Because you have to say it with the voice.
Okay.
But, like, all of that aside... The fact that this man was like, oh, I'm writing a book, hee-hee. And then his wife's like, oh, what have you been doing? And he's like, the same sentence over and over again for the past couple months. Like, I think I just killed my husband.
All right, well, note to self, never marry. Never get married because they might want to murder you.
If you're going to act, a fool, what are you going to do?
Nightmare.
Okay, so let's say this. So let's say you had a wife. And they were like, hey, sweetie, I'm writing my new romance comedy, whatever.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh my God, that's so cute. And then you went over after a couple months of them writing, and they were writing the same thing over and over again, getting progressively meaner, just hee hee hee.
You would like just this be person's like, on to something
right
now.
You would literally be like, oh, sweetie, that's so cute.
No, I'd be like, this person knows something that I don't. They're possessed. They got some secret information on aliens or something.
So would you wouldn't kill
I'd
them?
Turn them in. To the authorities to get them checked out.
Well, I guess that would be a more
ethical, you know,
than going out and shooting them out back.
No, really. So, I don't know how that came up, but yeah, I definitely wouldn't murder my significant other because they're writing the same thing over and over. But
fine.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But. So, you'll see all these, like, different apparitions and everything. And I don't know if you know, but people say that if one mirror is facing, like, another mirror, it creates, like, a portal. It's, like, another dimension for, like, ghosts to kind of come into.
You believe that?
I don't know. There are some, like, I don't think there's anything where I wouldn't believe it. And I would. You know what I'm saying? Like, me being, like, the little skeptical bitch I am.
You didn't believe that birds weren't real.
Because they're not. Or they are.
See,
they are.
We haven't heard. Are. Jace says birds
it's
are not
real. It's so confusing
real.
How you say it. But, no, I don't know. I would have to, like, do some more research on that. But there's, like, on the main staircase going up, there's, like, 20 mirrors facing each other. And there's one very, very clear picture of Flora coming down the stairs. And it's been on, like, The View, I think GMA, maybe. And, like, a bunch of different, like, ghost shows or whatever. And it basically just, like, it's the clearest picture that anyone's ever gotten of a ghost. It's undeniable and everything. We'll post it on Instagram. I wish I could show you, but, you know.
That is...
It's actually really, like, if I saw that, I'd be like, yeah, there's no doubt that there's a ghost. I think it was on, like, a tour. Well, see, I think they were doing it, because you can get, like, this ghost hunting pack when you stay at the,
yeah,
the hotel. And they take you on, like, a tour around the whole hotel and, like, the concert area and everything like that. And I think one person was just taking a picture of, like, the main staircase. And then later when they went home, or, like, later that tour, I guess, they took a look of the picture, and they're like, who's that? She ain't on our tour. She didn't pay.
Can you stay in room 217?
You can, I believe. But if you get, like, the ghost hunting package, they put you on the fourth floor, and the fourth floor is the most haunted floor in the hotel.
So, how much is it?
I think it's booked out for a little bit. I'm not too sure. Maybe not, actually. It's around, like, $300.
I would do that, 100%.
That's what I'm saying. But it gets, like...
Do you get your money back if nothing throws you against a wall?
Also, if nothing happens. I'm trying to get yeeted, man. But I think that, like, most people do that. Like, most people don't stay for the hotel aspect of it. Most people go... And they give you, like, a little EMF reader. And, like, some ghost hunting equipment and everything.
I've done that before in St. Augustine, and it was a lot of fun. Because, I mean, they work. Like, the little EMF. Like, someone, like, had one out.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, you know, see if it works. Like, the tour guide's like, you know, this part's not really, like, super, super haunted. Like, you probably won't get anything. This guy, like, kind of, like, for lack of a better word, yelped. Like, you just kind of, yeah, literally, because he felt someone grab his ankies.
They're going for the Achilles.
And they were going for the Achilles.
We're going to put that on a shirt. Just
going for the Achilles.
Hide the Achilles.
And they went for, and he was like, he thought it was like his kid, or not his kid, his whatever, his wife. So sorry. She looked old. But his wife, he thought it was her, like, fucking around, and she was like, what's
grabbing,
and his thing was like freaking oh, okay. The fuck out.
Oh, it was one of those kids. We didn't release the St. Augustine episode, but we did talk about it, and there are like three or four kids
that died in St. Augustine, but like back in,
I don't even remember,
like,
at this
15
point
or 1600s, and they died on one of those little, like, train carts. Yeah, he has no idea. They died on one of the little train carts. They were going down, like, a little do-do-do-do-do, and there was nothing stopping it, so they just, right off a cliff, into some water.
And they flipped capsized, over, yeah.
So, it killed them. But now, and I've heard them, you can hear the little kids out and about. Around the grounds.
Like I said, I hate kids, so if one grabbed my ankle, I'd be done after that. Like, not even just, like, scared done, but I'd just be done. Like, I'd be like, okay, this is too much for me.
So if a kid grabbed your ankle, real or imaginary?
Well, if they're real, they're getting kicked. Just a little, get off me. What do you mean? Why are you looking at me like that?
So if a kid came up to you...
Say, I got your ankles.
Yeah.
What else am I supposed to do? Like, cute. No.
You,
yeah, get off of me.
You can't square up with a child. How old? See, how old is it acceptable to be like, aw, it's a baby, versus like, I'm just going to kick you. I'm going to punt you.
The age that they think that they can grab your ankle is the age that they can get kicked.
But like baby babies.
Yeah, but baby... Baby babies won't grab your ankle, though.
They could.
They wouldn't, though.
Do you know every baby in the world?
Pretty much. Anywho, don't know how we got on that topic, but what were we talking about the Stanley? I don't know. But they'll, like, you can do, like, the ghost hunting tour or whatever. And for, like, an extra price with the group tour, ghost tour, whatever. But his wife, Flora, she's seen, like I said, in, like, the grand concert hall or whatever, you know, playing the piano or whatever. I did see a couple of videos on the Stanley Hotel, and there's, like a press box, and then there's, like, the stage. And there's, like, a cool trick you can do with flashlights, and basically you get, like, these Home Depot flashlights that twist or whatever, and you just, like, put them down, and you're like, hey, do you like me, ghost? And then they'll put, like, or, like, they'll, you'll say, turn on the flashlight for yes, turn it off for no, whatever. And you'd be like, oh, do you like me, ghost? And then the light will flick on, and you're like, oh, okay.
Is it okay?
But it's, like, I think that's, like, the most damning piece of evidence, because it's, like, how does that even happen? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, how? Like, how is it, like, off? And then, like, right after the questions. It's on.
Do you... Oh, first of all, do you believe in Ouija boards?
I mean, I've never done one, so I would say no. Because I'm very... Like, I'm like, how's this ghost going to tell me? Like, yes, like... Whenever I see one, I always think it's someone just, like, kind of pushing it. A little extra, you know?
Because I refuse to have any Ouija boards in any house I'm in because they're bad juju.
I mean, I always, like, don't want one in my house.
But... Some people buy them, especially when they buy them at, like, the thrift store.
Oh, those
and
ones are
clearly
stuck.
Old. And
yeah,
I'm like,
those ones have Annabelle.
Like, that's
in
like
it.
Old man Jenkins that yeah, just I'm murdered right. his whole family. He owns that Ouija board.
I'm not about that. Maybe for our next podcast, we can have Ouija board like right here, just. Hey, are we gonna blow up? No.
Yeet. Well,
my car just flips
over. No, really. Do you think that you would use a Ouija board? Like, do you think if you used one, I guess, at the Stanley Hotel, do you think anything would answer?
Oh, definitely.
And then follow up, do you think the only ghost that interacts is the maid, or also...
No, I think the ghosts that interact are... F.O. Stanley, Flora, the child, the maid, and a little extra, there might be a demonic presence there.
Have there been encounters that something has been trying to, like,
yes,
ruin their day?
And the, there's a hallway in the, like, concert building, I guess. And that has been said to have a demonic, kind of darker, more, malevolent spirit that kind of resides in there, and it kind of subdues the other ghosts. So, like, the other ghosts aren't as prominent when that one's out, and when that one's out, you kind of know it because you'll see it in, like, a picture or, like, a reflection, or, like, there's been plenty of pictures where, like, someone takes it and there's, like, a dark, like, shadowy figure right behind them that's, like, 7-8 feet tall, and you're like,
has anyone died there?
No. Oh, what do you mean die? Yeah, the child.
Well,
and
I mean, like...
F.O. Stanley and Flora.
Well, I mean, like, died tragically. Like, not like, oh, they just died because they lived there.
I don't think so. I mean, the maid would want to come back because she almost exploded.
Yeah, but then she worked there afterwards.
Yeah, that's true loyalty.
That is loyalty. Because I was about to say, I don't care if I... staple my arm by accident at work, I'm suing. I'm taking them for everything they have.
My workers' comp would have been insane.
Oh, it would have gone stupid if I would have gotten.
I would have bought the hotel.
I would have named it. I don't know what's her name.
I don't know. It's just like a maid. They don't know her name. I didn't
that's,
care to look it
that's
up.
Fucked up.
Huh?
It's fucked up.
But I don't know her name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure she has a name. I just didn't care to look it up. And most of the articles, they said, like, maid or, like, chair lady or something like that. So I was like, all right, whatever. Guess I'll go by that.
Well, I would have named it after myself.
Oh.
You're done.
Anywho, the main thing I wanted to get to was that the city that the hotel's in is called Estes Park, Colorado. But, and I really want to try this. If we go somewhere haunted, this is the number one thing I want to do. And it's called the Estes Method. And so basically what it is that you are deprived of all your senses. So you put a bandana over your face or your eyes. And you put these headphones on at full volume, almost full volume. And you hook the headphones up to like an E, or not an EMF, but like the device where it goes through all like the radio frequencies and everything. And like the ghost can pick out which words they want to use. So you hook the headphones up to that. And then, so you have this blasting in your ears, you can't see, and you're just in a chair, and you're just sitting back like this. Maybe a rocking chair, that's the best. So you can just kind of rock back and forth in this trance or whatever. And there's another person that's, you know, they can see and hear and all that, and they're asking ghost questions. So you'd say, how many people died here? Or, like, who's here with us? Or, what's my name? What's your name? Is there something I should be afraid of? And then the person that's under the trance will say, like, 3 people. I died. And then, like, they'll just start spitting out these answers that you're like, how would they know? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. How would they know these answers if they can't see here? So they can't lip read. They can't hear the question. And so this ghost is kind of, like, communicating through them.
Has this method been used at other places besides this one? Or
yes. It just originated at the Stanley Hotel.
Who?
Oh, there's this one guy. He's worked there for, I think, like 15 years or something. And he got really friendly with a lot of the ghosts. Because he was like a tour guide, like a ghost tour guide.
I just imagine him coming in like, hey, Bill, there's no one there. There's no one there. And he's
I guess how he described it was that they're most comfortable with him because they see him all the time. So he's able to communicate with them a little bit better. So he came up with that, I guess, kind of method. With his coworkers, and the first time I saw that, I was like, "That's so cool!" And you're not getting possessed, but you're kind of just in this trance, and you're like a conduit, kind of for the ghost.
Yeah.
So your energy is just all focused, into like space.
Like,
I don't know. You can tell we're not very trained on ghost hunting, but.
Would you want to be the person asking questions or the person in the trance? See, I would be afraid to be in a trance because I feel like I'd be saying some ridiculous stuff.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
But like,
I don't like...
That's the thing. You don't know what I'm saying, though, if I were to ask questions.
I know, but...
But like, if you're like, I want to kill you, I'd be like...
What? What's I'm saying? Like...
I'd be like, hey,
what's your favorite restaurant?
I want to kill you. Like, whoa, chill out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what if... Because, like, I'm assuming you've been to the gym. You're probably strong. So, like, what if I'm like, oh, like, you know, who's in the room with us now? And you're just like...
Me, bitch.
You said... literally, you're like, me at a gun. And then you just start, like, what do I do with that? Shoot you? That's my only response to anything, is if someone starts acting a certain way, just shoot them. Starts acting a fool.
I think definitely you'd bring, like, a taser or something like that. Yeah, no, really.
I would panic. I'd be like, sorry, sorry, sorry.
sorry. No, really. Sorry. No, like I said, you're not getting possessed. You're just, like, a conduit. So, like, they're just talking
through. Are you aware?
You're still aware.
So are you just listening for it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But there's no thoughts in your head.
There's never any thoughts in my head.
Maybe you don't need the blindfolds. Yeah.
I'm just sitting on the couch. I'm like, I don't know, 3. God. What year did that start? Why don't more people use that?
I think it happened like 10 years ago, maybe.
We could probably try that somewhere.
Oh, it's so like usable. You know, like, anywhere. Like, no, it's not, you don't, it's not, like, where you have to necessarily, like, be somewhere super haunted or...
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I guess it'd be better if you were somewhere haunted. But, like, you don't necessarily have to, like, have all this, like, fancy-dancy equipment to do it.
No. We should do it. In but maybe car, at, like...
DSW?
It would literally, I'm pretty sure DSW is haunted, though.
Oh, it is.
Because, like, I've heard, like, someone who still works there mentioned that she heard a voice.
to be honest with you. To be completely honest with you. Never mind. I think DSW, from when I worked at DSW, I do think it's haunted. I'm going to leave it at that.
Don't look at me. No, it definitely is. But I think, like, I don't know if we've talked of, I think we have talked about it, of, like, the difference of, like, what makes it haunted versus, like, ghost activity. Like, because when I think of haunted, I think, like, it happens, like, frequently.
Okay.
Because, like, the DSW stuff
doesn't happen that frequently.
Yeah,
yeah.
So there's, like, ghost activity, but it's not, like, the Stanley Hotel where you have, like, Flora just, hey, queen, coming downstairs.
That's true. I don't know. I think the one thing, because I think I really want to go to, like, Savannah or, like, the Stanley Hotel or something. Like, obviously, I don't want to jump in straight to, like, Conjuring House. As much as I would love to do that.
What about Robert the Doll?
Okay, Robert...
You have... Robert... Ever since we recorded our Robert the Doll episode, you have challenged him in every episode.
Oh, just wait. I'm going to challenge him a little bit later.
Damn.
He's not safe.
He's not safe.
I haven't had any more cuts since the last episode, so it's okay.
You say that, you're going to get out, your tires are going to be completely flat.
What?
No, really.
No.
And we just, like, look across the parking lot. It's just him with a knife. Just...
Yeah, that'd be funny as fuck. No, what I'm saying is, like, I want to go to, like, Savannah. Like, a nice little, like, saloon or something, you know? The saloons in Savannah, Georgia?
The hell is a saloon? Like in the Westerns?
Yeah.
I don't know. Are there ghosts at the saloons? I'm so confused. I know what a saloon is, like an old Western, but, like, do they even have those anymore? In general? I'm sorry, where's there one here?
Okay, well, first off, we're in Tampa, Florida.
No, I know, but what is this? I don't actually know really what a saloon is. It's a bar.
It's like a bar, like an old-timey, like, Western bar.
Okay.
Obviously, you know, Savannah's not very Western, actually very Eastern, but...
Oh, that's why when you were like, well, we live in Tampa, I'm like... There could still be bars, sweetie, in Tampa, but East...
Look around. There's certainly, like, there's a bar here. Go to Ebor. That's
ye
close.
Ye old McDiddens.
There's some nasty-ass ghosts in that place. What? Oh, fuck! I knew that was going to happen.
So, if you're listening... you have to listen because, Jace's, phone ran out of space.
Damn. That's, oh my gosh.
Well.
Man, that's so.
Anyway, we did our best, I guess.
You have to pull out your camera for next time.
Yeah.
I'll get you a nice little SSD or something.
Huh?
Like an external, like a storage drive or whatever. So this doesn't happen again.
Mm.
Excuse me. May or may not edit that out. But, yeah, no. So I want to go to, like, Savannah because I heard that's, like, the most haunted place in the U.S. Supposedly.
I think it
is. And it's one state above us. Maybe, like, a 6-hour drive. So.
With their saloons?
I don't know if they have saloons. I was just saying that to sound appropriate with the times.
What do you think's the most haunted state in the United States?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it's like... It's definitely California or probably like... Some southern. Maybe like Alabama. Georgia, don't look it up.
What?
I want to be. Like,
no, but I want to guess. I say New York.
That seems very biased, but okay, why?
There's Amityville Horror there, and a couple other things.
Yeah, but in California, you had like the Queen Mary. You have that Winchester.
Who are you waiting? You have
the, yeah, now that we don't have the camera or anything, I can do whatever I want. I can wave this stick around or what? Well, that sounded a little...
Yeah.
Pause. Hold pause. On, pause. They had the Winchester House that's supposedly very haunted.
Okay.
They have the Manson Cave. They have some places in San Francisco. They have the one where the lady got trapped into the tank on the top of the roof. The hotel.
Oh, Elisa Lam.
Yeah.
I think was her name.
Does New York have that? Didn't think so.
They could.
Didn't think so.
They have mob activity. There's so many dead bodies. Number one is Texas.
Oh, okay. I knew it was some, like, old...
Because of the Alamo.
Man.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's
there what was, I was going to say something.
No, say it, say it.
What is the Alamo?
It's the battle of the Alamo. Do you know...
Oh. I don't know anything about history. Let me preface everything by saying I know nothing about history or geography. Not even in like a I like don't know any. No, I legitimately am the dumbest person alive. I don't know anything about
every single history.
I don't know anything about history, but
that's fine.
Then it's California's number two though. Ohio.
Oh, anything. Oh, okay. Anything
These are top goes. 10. Ohio.
Anything goes in Ohio though. That's the thing.
Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah, they have a grand hotel that's known for its long front porch and ghostly guests.
What the heck?
Illinois.
If I'm trying to see some ghosts, I'm not going to Michigan.
Or Ohio. Indiana.
You said Ohio twice.
No, but I'm saying, like, you said I wouldn't go to Michigan. I'm like, I'm not going to Ohio.
Oh.
Pennsylvania.
Well, Pennsylvania, I heard, would be haunted.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, sweet.
New York.
Alabama.
Because they have the Headless Horseman. And the Empire State has a bunch. The House of Death.
Oh.
And Virginia.
Oh, Virginia's very racist-y. I would say that. So there's some...
Virginia's racist?
Very racist-y. Back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there would be a lot of, like... stuff there, like plantations stuff. If you go to Georgia, oh man, you drive from Tampa to Blue Ridge, Georgia, you're gonna see some plantations. Yes. Let me tell you right now,
there's these things called sundown towns. So maybe we literally need to look up, I guess, like before we go traveling, because like two white kids with a camera, it's like, oh my god, you guys are so silly. To not white kids with the camera, they're gonna be like, who do you know here?
Why are you so late, huh? Well, what kind of business you got going around here?
Not the type of business.
Like, sir, what do you mean? But, anywho, going back to the whole Stanley Hotel. We'll post the picture of the Stanley Hotel on Instagram, too. It's actually a pretty big hotel. I think if we were to go, I would want to go during, like, the summer. I'm not trying to get trapped in.
No.
But, like, with a snowstorm.
Because can you ski?
There's actually a ski lodge, like, right next to it, I think.
Okay.
Can you know how to ski?
I asked you first.
I know how to snowboard. All right, we're going to end this podcast right now. I'm going to beat someone up.
Because... Okay, what do you think you're more likely to get away from a ghost? A snowboard or a ski?
Both. Is that not an appropriate answer?
I don't know. I don't know much about it. It's embarrassing. You can't do both is all.
Can you do both?
I can't do either. But I've committed that I can't do either.
I wish this video was still going on. This is the good part. This is the juicy part that... You can't do either, and you're trying to... You can't ski.
correct. Because, if nothing, I'm a hater first and foremost.
We knew that.
So, at least I'm... so, we've been knowing that. So, confident in that. But, I think I would go to the Stanley Hotel, but I would want to do, like, the ghost tour. Like, the... however much it is.
Look it up.
Let's look it up.
I'm not too sure how much it was... I mean, I just saw it on, like, an article, but I've seen, like, videos where, like, YouTubers will go and they'll, like, I guess, investigate it. It looks... I would want to investigate it alone, but... You know, that's not going to happen. Because we're not big. Big-time YouTubers. Or podcasters, I guess.
Let's see. Ooh, you could be a resident of Colorado and get a deal.
What is this, Disney World?
Yeah.
You need to be a Florida resident to get a discount on Disney World.
I don't see.
But I will say, the Stanley Hotel is, I think I looked it up, and it was the third, I think it was like the third or fourth most haunted place in the world.
Damn.
I know it's number one. It's been listed number one on multiple like travel sites and everything in the U.S. Most haunted place ever in the U.S.
Do you think... Oh, you can get married here?
Okay.
I would love that. Spooky. But they don't really have... What does that mean?
Like, I'm assuming you just wouldn't... Like, maybe you have to... ask, like, email and be like, hey, yeah. What's your ghost package?
Because, like, the specials and packages are all, like, you know, oh, well, you know, no, never mind.
Yeah.
The Stephen King suite, they have it on their room.
Oh, 217?
Yeah. It says, ooh, the Stephen King suite features all new furnishings, king-size bed, armoire, writing desk, pull-out queen sleeper sofa.
Oh my god. So you don't know geography, history, English.
Sleeper sofa and a double bathroom vanity.
Wow, great. It's a hotel room.
It has a writing desk. The rest of them don't have writing desks. So you can have nightmares? You know, I'm going to put you in that one. And... you can deal with it from there. But how many floors does it have?
Oh, that's a good question. Maybe I should look up a picture and count. There's obviously four floors because they put you on the fourth floor. But I think there's probably about like 13, maybe?
13?
No, absolutely not. There's four floors.
Did they film at the actual Stanley Hotel for The Shining?
I think they did film at the actual Stanley Hotel.
Damn, because that hotel looked huge.
That's what I said. It's a big hotel.
You know what, Jeez? I hope you get haunted by whatever. It doesn't matter, the ghost. Robert the Doll, Annabelle, if they all want to take a whack at it, they can.
Let me. I'm going to show you the Stanley Hotel flora picture. Hold on. Hotel flora picture. Hotel. Okay, it's this one. Doesn't that look...
Wait.
Like, no, you can't. Like, doesn't that look pretty damn scary?
Yeah, because there's definitely something there. Like, regardless of what you think about ghosts and stuff, like, that's somebody.
No, that's someone. But, like, in that getup, too, like, that's like a 1900s, early 1900s getup. No one's gonna be wearing that. 2016.
Don't say that.
What do you mean, don't say that?
Oh.
Man, we're just getting almost hit left and right here. No, really. People do not see us here or something? Well, this Lex is about to just absolutely T-bone us. Oh. I hope they hit the curb. came awfully damn close to that curb.
Do you think Flora...
No, I don't.
How old was she when she died?
That's a good-ass question. She looks fairly young. You know, what's it called? The life expectancy
back in the day
was quite young, probably like 40s.
Yeah. Let me look. I'm just honestly surprised that I was able to say all this off the top of my head.
With no notes.
With no notes.
I love that for
you. That was pretty good, wasn't it? Let's look at our Wikipedia. Oh. wow, she's a, what a strapping young lady.
What?
She survived till 91.
Oh.
She died in 1940, the same year that Paul Stanley died.
Aww.
I think there are some stories or like rumors that she died of heartbreak. Because
stop, that's
he died
so
and then,
sad.
Yeah. But she's born in 1849.
Spring chicken.
I thought you said she brought chicken. I looked outside and I was like, who?
Four. Could you imagine?
Who brought some chicken?
She brought Popeyes.
Gosh. But I know the Stanley Hotel also was going to get like shut down too in like the 70s. Like when Stephen King stayed, it was really bad. Like in really bad shape. Because that's when F.O. Stanley died, Flora died, all that kind of stuff. And they just weren't keeping up with the funding and they weren't keeping up with like the maintenance and everything. So there was like mold. There was like,
damn,
just doors breaking and not because of ghosts, but like just, it was just crumbling. And then it started. And then Stephen King went there, stayed. He was like, yeah, this place bad.
Yeah, this place not good.
And then that brought the funding and now it's been popular ever since.
Good for that.
So I think it's also added that you can't, it's very hard to stay there as well. I don't know if when you looked at it, but I know like the Conjuring House is booked out for like the next 3 years or something like that. Stanley Hotel's booked up.
Does he have any family?
I think he does, but I don't think they tend to the hotel.
Oh.
That, like that.
See, I would love that if like my family left me a haunted hotel. I'd be friends with every ghost in there.
But I don't think, you think they know it's haunted?
The family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like
that's their whole shtick.
Like when they're younger, you know what I'm saying?
Probably.
Because like what I was thinking was like when, obviously the hotel wasn't that haunted or wasn't haunted at all when Stanley and Flora died.
Yeah.
So like, if they had kids and their kids grew up in that hotel or whatever, they're like,
oh, by now they probably know though.
Yeah, because you know people. Well, I also
like,
think
if they died, you said they died in the 40s.
1940.
So, and they were like 90. So their kids were probably long dead. It's probably their grandkids. Because like,
their kids could still be alive.
How?
My
if they were
90
and 40 in the 40s, then that's like, true. They would have been 50 in the 1900. So
you
let's
just
honestly assume 1880 is when they had kids or 1890.
You know, you got a point there. Let me look and see.
So,
if they had kids.
They might be on their great-grandkids at this point.
Actually, right here, it says they don't have any kids.
Oh. Damn.
No. Yep, they don't. They have brothers and sisters. That's pretty much it.
Good for them, honestly. Maybe they had the same sentiment as you did, is to kick every kid you see.
Maybe. I think another thing, too, is, like, what's it called? Stanley? He was just, or F.O. Stanley? He was going through some hard times with
formal name.
That tuberculosis.
Well, yeah.
So maybe they didn't think, like, he was going to make it. You know, you kind of want to put it down?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, back then, a swift cough could have taken you out.
But especially tuberculosis in the early 1900s.
Oh, yeah.
Which that's that gives me another. I'm shining this in your. I'm so sorry. But that gives me another idea for another podcast episode. Is that there's like a certain penitentiary, or not penitentiary, but like a hospital that they treated tuberculosis in, and like thousands of people died there.
Damn.
And because they would just. They wouldn't even help you if you had tuberculosis. They would kind of just, like, put you in there. And then they would just experiment on you kind of thing.
That's dreadful.
Yeah, like, they would just, like, they would act like they're treating you. But then they would, like, roll you outside or roll you next to a window so you can get sunlight. And they're, like, experimenting to see if, like, the sunlight helped you with your tuberculosis. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, that's the kind of stuff they did. They didn't really, like, help you. And it was just so overpopulated. There's like 2 to 3 people in a room. That kind of stuff. Like, obviously you had like the good side of the hospital and like the bad side. Like the, oh, you might live. And then the other side was like, yeah, you're dead. But we're just keeping you here just because...
Just to keep up appearances?
Yeah. No, that, and those are the people that, when they knew that they were going to die, those are the people they experimented on, which were, like, kids, like, young adults, so elderly people. So that's a whole nother podcast episode right there. That's truly, if we went there to, like, investigate, that would be the scariest shit I've ever done in my life.
I think hospitals and prisons are probably the scariest, like, hauntings. Only because... People get tortured there. Like, they... Like, yeah, at houses, it can be scary. Not anything against my girl Bellwitch. None of that. But, like, actually, for, like... You know, like, corrupt guards, corrupt doctors.
There's definitely a lot of corrupt...
Just doing whatever.
Doctors.
Yeah.
And also, like, prison inmates. Like, you know, they have gangs and everything like that. Yeah. So, like... You know, if you, I've heard of certain, like, prisons being, like, if you wear the wrong color or you, like, wear a certain color or something like that, then they're gonna just, like, antagonize you, I guess.
Jesus. Well, I think we are going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening about the Stanley Hotel. Make sure to subscribe everywhere we're at. So Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And make sure to tune in next week. Bye.